KRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, Seth Rogen coming out with the new Ninja Turtle movie.
I think we talked about that at one point. I don't know how that's
going to be. Give it a chance. You never give movies a chance.
No, I do. It's just I'm kind of over Seth Rogen, and I just don't know what he's going to do that would make it like...
It's fantastic.
Maybe he'll do... Is it the cartoony style? Is it? Or is it live action?
It's animated. It's animated for
sure. I won't be excited about a Ninja Turtle movie until they bring back the old costumes.
I'm right on board with you. But what if they did bring back the old costumes and it just sucked?
I just don't think it would. Because, dude, that makes you feel like the turtles are real. Don't get me wrong. The ones that they made recently by Michael Bay or whatever.
It's just the Michael Bay shaky cameras getting old, too. I like to see the action a little bit.
Yeah. Right. And I thought they did a good job. I don't think it was a terrible movie. But I'm sorry. There is something about actually having guys in those costumes that makes it feel like that. I think that's why as a kid, we're like, oh my God, the Ninja Turtles are real.
It's a real thing.
It's a real thing. It's you can touch it. Like, I could touch that Ninja Turtle.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like you're still up in arms about it.
Yeah, a little bit. I just feel like they're half-assing it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw Michael Bay. I just recently went and watched the Ambulance movie.
Yeah.
Great. Dude, it was a great movie. But it's like 2 hours of just solid shaky camera.
Motion sickness.
Like
you got it.
Drone footage. You're at the edge of your seat. But, dude, 2 hours of it. I'm like, I need to go to the bathroom here, dude. Yeah. I need to take a breather for a second. Michael Bay. Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he just tells a guy to grab a camera and just run with it. Like,
shake it around, dude. Yeah. Loud noises.
If you get to one point, actually, just shake it for a little bit. Just point it up. Point it up at the sky and shake it. That's when we'll do, special effects.
We took my dad for his birthday, and he walks out. The first thing he says, he's like, man, I wish there was a little bit more action in that movie.
He's sitting there motion sickness. Your brother's throwing up in the trash. It was insane. Yeah. Anyway.
Good movie, though. I'll say it was.
Just saying, bring back the Ninja Turtles in the actual Ninja Turtle outfits, and I'll be
happy.
All right. Let's get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. .com.
You say it like that.
Well, in news that is not surprising at all, Ray J has said that Kim and their mom was in on the release of the sex tape. That's right.
Come on.
He says that Kim, her mom, and Vivid Entertainment were all in on the release. He says that the idea to make one came after Paris Hilton's sex tape was released. Uh-huh. He also says that they signed a contract and that Kim has been in possession of the footage and that the hard drive Kanye bought to her on a recent episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians didn't contain the tape. So, something that I've been saying for years.
It's kind of obvious.
Yeah.
I mean, they have enough money. If they wanted it taken down, they could have taken it down.
It'll always live. It'll be all out there. But you're right. They have enough money to at least have a team that is constantly scouring the internet.
Exactly.
And
so
pulling
Vivid
it down.
Entertainment was part of it, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, Vivid? Pretty poor quality video footage. Just saying.
You know, that's the thing.
Wasn't with that video anything vivid. There was nothing vivid in that video.
People lose their minds because, it's Kim. That's what launched the fame of this family. I mean, they were always kind of in it because of the mom bouncing around from famous guy to famous guy and people in there. Right. She made a career out of that. But, yeah, the video, that's why I always give credit to Pam and Tommy. Now, that was a sex tape, all right? That got into it. That was down and dirty.
Now I don't believe that was real.
What?
Because was Vivid part of that, too?
You need to watch that latest documentary of it. Because you do feel for Pam, because that was legit.
I've seen him. I've seen parts of the Kim one and maybe parts of the...
Well,
I don't know.
Take it from a guy who has watched both of them at length, all right? It's apples and oranges, all right? It really is,
Got popcorn with him?
Look at this guy. I've taken notes on that. Come on now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it just goes without saying. It makes sense. They saw an opportunity to make a bunch of money to get in the limelight.
I wonder how much money they made.
They've made a lot of money on that. Ray J, that was part of Ray J's gift to, I think, Kim and Kanye, was he sent him like $27,000 in royalties that he got that year from the tape that he's still getting.
I don't know much about Ray J. Is he a rapper?
Yeah, he was a rapper slash actor. Okay, then. Anyway, so there you go. Yeah. According to Ray J, telling us what we already know, Kim and her mom were on the sex tape. We knew it. We knew it. Boring ass sex tape. Didn't even take the bra off most of the time. Ridiculous.
Nothing vivid about it.
No, nothing vivid about it. How about this? The World Video Game Hall of Fame in Rochester, New York has announced its four latest inductees. Dance Dance Revolution is in there.
DDR.
The Legend of Zelda. And then Time and Sid Meier's Civilization, along with Mrs. Pac-Man finally getting her dues, now inducted into the...
We're just now putting the Pac-Mans in? And what was before?
Well, Mrs. Pac-Man. The regular Pac-Man has been in forever. But Mrs. Pac-Man, who always...
What was the first one again?
Who always swallows, by the way. Haga, haga.
Come on, man.
You give me Pac-Man.
Don't ruin Pac-Man. Haga, it's a nice
haga,
game.
Haga. Haga.
I mean, dance. That's what she does, but...
What was your question?
What was the first one?
Dance Dance Revolution.
Oh, yeah.
Which, you know, I've never played. I've never played Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm terrible. I've played it a few times. I definitely need the rails. You know?
There's some people that lose their mind for Dance Dance Revolution.
I don't think it's that much fun to me. I don't know.
Well, I don't want to work
times
that
I played,
hard.
I was like, I didn't get off of it. I was like, dude, I immediately need to get back on that.
It's a lot of work. Like, I don't want to get all sweaty playing a video game. You know what I mean?
Like Buck Hunter. Way better. Way better in my
life. Oh, great game. Great game. I don't think that's in the list of things to make Buck Hunter.
It should be.
But it should be. Cruising USA.
Oh, yeah.
Buck Hunter. The Terminator one.
Terminator's great. Remember Time Crisis where you'd step on the pedal and you'd go around the corner?
You know how many quarters I put into Time Crisis? My God. Yeah. I mean, I could buy a house with the amount of quarters I put into Time Crisis.
It's a great game. So we ended up buying it for the PlayStation. They sold it for like a...
Not the same. Not the same.
It wasn't the same. Nope. You're right, because it didn't have the pedal.
You gotta have, like, if I could buy a video game for the house, Cruising USA obviously is on there, and then Time Crisis is on there, dude. There's something about that, but oh my God. So but I can hear the click.
I'm losing it, man.
I can hear the click, the sound of the pedal. Like that is ingrained in my mind.
All right. You get to choose one game. It could be a tabletop game, it could be anything to have in your house. What is it?
Leisure Suit Larry.
You didn't skip a beat on that one, man.
No, come on now. Leisure Suit Larry is on a level
perv,
all its own.
Man. You are a straight
look,
perv.
There's a level where you literally are trying to get the girls topless on a trampoline. Like, what else do you need in a video game, okay? Come on, man. After that, Time Crisis. After that,
I'm putting a pinball machine in my house, man.
Now, see, don't get me wrong. I like pinball, but after a while, though, you know...
I don't know. I could sit on that thing for hours and hours and hours and just smiling.
I don't know.
And another thing, too, I could sell it for like $20. Those things are so expensive.
What about like the old Ninja Turtles tabletop game, the stand-up game?
See, you can go get that at Walmart, though. They have them, the 1-Up Arcade. They got the Turtles one.
1941, that game. Oh, my God. I've thrown some quarters in that one, too. Yeah. NBA Jam, that's one of the best tabletop games.
Now you're talking.
Yeah. He's on fire.
But, Monster Jam.
Anyway, so one, I would not pick those Donkey Kong. That game is effing impossible. Impossible.
It's not that fun either. I don't think it is.
So congrats to Dance Dance Revolution, Legend of Zelda, Time and Spider-Myers, and Mrs. Pac-Man. All the years of swallowing have paid off. Haga.
You're ruining Miss Pac-Man.
Haga. Pac-Man is hot. All right, that is your morning dump. Way to go, Hunter. You ruined it.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.